It's Download Here live, 720 WGN, with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Why don't we kick the show off with the carry out? This, of course, is a nightly segment where I read the news to you at home. You don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Well, after all the political smoke cleared, the primary in the Georgia congressional seat was much ado about nothing. Or everything, depending on who you talk to. The Democrat John Ossoff won the primary, but he didn't get 50%. So now there's a runoff, in which case the bazillion Republicans who ran in the primary won't split the party. So essentially, Ossoff had to win outright, and he didn't. So for Democrats, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Missed it by that much.
That much. But still, the election results are being called a wake-up call to the Republican Party. Wait. The same wake-up call that was given to the Democrats just 6 months ago? Or was it the wake-up call 3 months before that? So many wake-up calls. I feel bad for Susan at the front desk. I really do. Speaking of wake-up calls, Bill O'Reilly is out at Fox after the network spent $13 million to settle sexual harassment claims, with new claims on the way. The conventional wisdom was that Rupert Murdoch was going to stick with his star. But as pressure mounted and, more importantly, sponsors dropped, Murdoch changed course. So who will replace the most successful newsman in cable news history? Please don't say the bow tie. Please don't say the bow tie. Please don't say the bow tie. Oh, it's the bow tie, isn't it? Tucker Carlson, your New York City hotel lobby table is ready. Oh, that's gross. Closer to home, abortion. Yep, Governor Rauner pledged to veto a bill that would let state employees have abortions on state's insurance plans. The bill would also provide protections and assurances that abortions would stay legal if Roe v. Wade were struck down. This move by Rauner may appease a conservative base, but it spit directly in the face of his past positions. He ran on the idea of being a pro-choice governor. He said he wouldn't get involved in social politics, and now some Democrats and Republicans are calling him out on it. So what's it mean? It means that politics is hard. Sorry, Governor, it's hard. If you need proof of that, here's a little nugget. The Mike Madigan camp, friends of Mike Madigan, have shelled out $150,000-plus for Cubs and Sox tickets. Yep, it's all campaign money. It's legal. And Madigan himself doesn't use money to go to the games. He uses his own money. His office says that the tickets are given as gifts to those who help out on the campaign. Wow, the machine? Now the machine is, instead of jobs, it's general admission bleacher seats. What's next? People going door to door in the ward for pizza coupons? Ugh, Shackman. J.B. Pritzker's on the campaign trail as he's running for governor on the Democratic ticket. Talking to people at the campus of U of I, he said, in reference to Bruce Rauner, not all billionaires are alike. Yeah, that's true. Some like ground mustard, some like Grey Poupon. Some like the Porsche, some like the Porsche SUV. Some believe in funding public schools. Some just put their names on schools. Wait, they all put their names on schools. Aren't you supposed to, like, I don't know, pass on before we name stuff after you? I mean, this is going to be the first election where all the candidates have pavilions. Think about that. McHenry County Board Chair Jack Frank said he received death threats on a McHenry County political blog in the comments section. He and his family are getting protection from the sheriff's office. So it just goes to show you, people read the comments. There you go. You're stars. You have successfully taken taxpayers' money with your dumb comments on a political blog. A security breach at the Holiday Inn? No, they didn't jimmy the lock and steal your Keurig machine. Nope. A phishing scam netted thousands of credit card numbers. You know the crooks are just going to use your credit card for the mini bar. It's pretty simple. It's going to be a lot of those mini Pringles showing up on your bill. Chicago lakefront visitors were shocked and surprised when a fisherman pulled a muskie out of Lake Michigan. A muskie? Well, it was a bluegill, then the chromium spill, and boom, it's a muskie. Muskies are in Lake Michigan, but rare this far south. But then again, have you tried to tell a muskie which way to swim? They don't listen. They're like teenagers. Do what I want to swim. I'll swim where I want. Leave me alone. I'm a muskie. I can swim where I want. In weather, well, it's rainy today, but at least it's not raining meteors. That's going to be this weekend. So always look on the bright side. In sports, the Cubs are back, baby! A 3-run walk-off homer for Addison Russell ends the homestand in style. They take the series from the Brew Crew. And now, our game or so back from the Reds. The Reds, give me a break. But classic Cubs today, huh? Just grinding it out and winning in dramatic fashion. Are you watching, Hawks? The Sox hope to take the series in New York against the Yankees. They started slow, though, getting beat early. Last night, Avi Garcia hit a three-run bomb and continues to be an early-season bright spot. He did this a couple years ago before he went broke his wrist. Remember, they broke his wrist diving for a line drive, and then he was out, and he has never been the same player. So hopefully we'll see a full season of this production. Also, who is Miguel Gonzalez? I don't know. I know he's been on the Sox for like 2.5 years, but he pitched into the ninth inning last night. Maybe the best Sox starter right now. So Sox are one game back to the Twins. Twins, give me a break. The Bulls are coming back to the UC with a 2-0 lead in the best of seven series. Remember when the first round was a best of five? Couldn't we do that right now? Wouldn't it be great if that was it right now? Just make it retroactive of some sort. The Bulls have looked like the dominant team with Butler, Wade, and Rondo doing their thing. Nice to see the Bulls' strategy pay off here because it took all of 82 games to make the playoffs. But two first-round wins against the number one seed, Gar Forman, John Paxson, your table is ready. Now that table will be quickly taken away if the Bulls don't win this series, but you can sit at it for now until someone else comes along. The Blackhawks are preparing for their Game 4 elimination game in Nashville tomorrow night. The game will be broadcast right here on WGN. They got a serious mountain to climb, but it all starts with winning tomorrow. The one game at a time mantra definitely applies, although three games at a time would be a much better mantra right now. Blackhawks are used to having their backs against the wall. They seem to do it every year, but like last year against St. Louis, the concept doesn't really play out perfectly year to year. In other words, stop it. Let's go ahead. I'd be okay with a 2-1 lead right about now. And in a reminder, just over a week, the Bears will screw up the NFL draft, so that's coming up. Actually, OTAs are underway, so if you love your football in the form of running around orange cones, this is your favorite time of the year. And finally, tonight, a new study says that salt makes you hungry, not thirsty. Well, I have a new study for you. Stop spending money on stupid studies. What that? That's the carryout for April 19, 2017. In honor of the carryout's 2-year anniversary, we're giving away 2-year-old ketchup packets. Yep, they don't go bad. They just, if anything, they just get better with age. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché from the Daily Line. We'll talk about why Alderman Burke is mad at the Chicago Police Department. We'll also talk about doomsday scenarios for Chicago public schools. Lots to get at. We'll do it right after the news here on The Download on 720 WGN. Stay with us.